I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the governor's weekly press conference talking about what is happening with the coronavirus. We have KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who has been standing by to give us a recap of the highlights of today's news conference. Paul?
Maria, the numbers are sobering, staggering, whatever you want to call them, but there were more than 3,900 new cases reported today, 3,919 to be specific, 468 people currently in the hospital right now. 9 more deaths were reported also, so the numbers are going way up, and doctors say this is a trend that they are not that the future does not look bright. The immediate future doesn't. The main message from state epidemiologist Angela Dunn was that even if you do wear a mask, you need to wear it a lot more often than you are. The highest rate of spread is happening among our social get-togethers, and state researchers tested high school football players, and they found something interesting. The rate of infection among the student athletes was actually much lower than it is among the rest of the population. Dunn says those groups are taking the safety precautions much more seriously than the rest of the state. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And we'll continue to follow the story, of course, for you throughout the day and keep you up to date here on KSL News Radio. Right now, let's keep you up to date on the road conditions. Get the very latest traffic and weather. It's sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
We actually have good speeds on all your Salt Lake County freeways, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo, but we still have a small accident. It's going from southbound Legacy Parkway to join I-215 at the north end. Really not causing any kind of issue. Also, in Tooele County, we've had a crash still being cleared. It's on the ramp from westbound I-80 to join SR-36 Main Street at Lake Point. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And it's nice to see the sunshine. Let's get the very latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
41 and sunshine, Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's Noon News. Jenny Taylor, whose husband, Major Brent Taylor, was killed in Afghanistan, is teaming up with another woman, or other women, I should say, who have gone through dark times for a new podcast. It's called Relentlessly Resilient. We're going to go in-depth on that subject coming up at 12:15 right here at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
What a week for weather, snow, rain, a mix of both. And that's all in one day. Get a reliable forecast every 10 minutes on the nines, mornings, and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
NMLS 1817019.
Mortgage rates are at record lows, but with an endless number of lenders, how do you find the lowest rate and fees? I'm Rod with LendRight Mortgage. LendRight Mortgage is different. LendRight independently shops the premier mortgage lenders to find you the lowest rate and fees. Think you can find a better deal on your own? We bet you can't. We back it with our LendRight $1,000 lowest rate guarantee. With a 30-year fixed APR as low as 2.5% and the 15 at 2.125%, it's time to refinance. Get cash out, consolidate debt, or buy the home of your dreams. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Let us find your best rate. It's mortgage lending done right. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
This is Congressman John Curtis. It's one of the greatest honors of my life to represent Utah's 3rd Congressional District in Congress. I wanted to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you, Utah. When I went to Washington, D.C., I wanted to be a voice for everyone in the district, whether you voted for me or not. because when we come together, we can move Utah forward. I'll continue to fight for Utah, introducing and passing locally driven bills. I'll continue to vote in harmony with the conservative principles of Utah and of this district. And most importantly, I'll continue to listen. From the top to the bottom of the district, we'll continue holding town halls. It's my great honor to represent you, and I thank you for the opportunity to continue to serve. You can contact our campaign anytime at johncurtis.org or our official congressional office at curtis.house.gov. I'm John Curtis, and I authorize this message. Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Brent, another satisfied Whipple Service Champions client, left this review. We purchased a 1950s home. In the inspection, the wiring was found to be done improperly. Prior to starting the repairs with Whipple, we talked through each of the line items so the price was understood. When the job was complete, Whipple showed us the parts that had been improperly installed by the previous owners, and it was all done the same day. Now we know our house is safe and secure. Thanks, Todd, John, and the Whipple team. Need a plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or electrical repair? Call the 9 times best of state winners, Whipple Service Champions, and take $100 off any repair or replacement of $300 or more. Get any drain cleared, just $55. Gerber Viper, ADA compliant, comfort height, it's 4 inches taller, it's elongated, and it's only $399 installed. Get $350 off any electrical meter or panel replacement. Water heater flush, $39. Tankless water heater flush, just $79.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Ask Brent for emergencies. When he called that day, we came that day.
Stay up to date on all the day's latest breaking news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. When news breaks, we'll text you. KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Officials with Intermountain Healthcare say they're getting a better handle on which treatments work best for different COVID-19 patients. They say hydroxychloroquine has not proven to provide any benefits. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the results of the 4th congressional race here in Utah still up in the air. At this point, Burgess Owens is hanging on to a slim lead over incumbent Ben McAdams. Third is look at your noontime drive, and it is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a right lane block due to a medical problem in traffic southbound I-15 at 123rd South and Draper. Also, a crash in Sandy. It's on the off-ramp from southbound I-15 at 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine today at 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
36 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Reports that more aides and advisors within the president's inner circle have been caught in the latest wave of coronavirus cases at the White House and on the campaign trail.
Trump campaign advisor Corey Lewandowski has tested positive for COVID-19. He's been in Philadelphia for several days as the Trump campaign continues to pursue lawsuits related to the election results. In the past week, at least a dozen people in the president's orbit have tested positive, including his chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Most recently, it was the White House political director, Brian Jack, and at least two other White House aides. Some in the outbreak attended the election night party at the White House, where hundreds of people gathered indoors, many not wearing masks. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Health experts say with Thanksgiving 2 weeks out, Americans have a choice to make. Mask up and social distance to help bend the curve now, especially in states where new cases and hospitalizations are surging. Ballot counts continuing in Nevada and Arizona. President-elect Joe Biden moving forward with the transition. Another key Republican signaling that Biden is the winner, even though the president is not.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley asked whether he believes Joe Biden should get access to classified briefings to prepare for the transition.
I would think, especially on the classified briefings, the answer is yes.
Grassley added the General Services Administration should follow the precedent set during the 2000 Bush-Gore transition. So far, the GSA has not recognized Biden as the president-elect, and President Trump has still not conceded. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Washington.
The Georgia recount process starting today in a training session. Georgia Elections Division Director Chris Harvey telling county workers to remain focused.
Keep in mind through all this stuff, what we're doing is relatively simple. We're counting votes and counting pieces of paper. We're identifying votes, counting pieces of paper. Don't lose that concept.
hand counting 5 million ballots. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Jenny Taylor, whose husband, Major Brent Taylor, was killed in Afghanistan, is teaming up with other women who have gone through dark times to try and help people who are struggling. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has this preview of Relentlessly Resilient.
Michelle Scharf never met Major Brent Taylor, the man who climbed a mountain in Afghanistan and held an American flag in her husband's honor after reading about his battle with cancer over Facebook. But after Major Taylor also passed away, Michelle met his widow, Jenny, and eventually convinced her to start a podcast to help Utahns dealing with challenges. Jenny Taylor was in.
I think Utah's a wonderful place. We are positive people. We are faithful, hopeful, family-oriented people. But I think sometimes we think that means if I'm positive and optimistic, I can't ever be sad or struggle. And if I've gone through this trial, but I have faith, then maybe it won't hurt. And I think that's just a false dichotomy.
Michelle says Relentlessly Resilient isn't just about the loss of loved ones. One woman they spoke with broke her knee while raising two small kids.
She had to reevaluate what was actually important and what she really needed help with and what things could just be tabled or wait. You know, honestly, as simple as that story is, I think that that lesson actually is one of the most applicable to what we're all dealing with right now during COVID.
Ultimately, Relentlessly Resilient is about helping people through their challenges.
We want to kind of walk through the difficulty and focus on the tool that helps you overcome that difficulty. Now, that tool might be your faith. That tool might be a positive attitude. That tool might be a friend that you lean on or a counselor that you visited with or the inspiring story of someone else. But let's not take away from the fact that life is full of hard things. Most of us every day are facing things behind the scenes that maybe the person next to you at the grocery store has no idea about.
And making the world more kind.
Maybe the guy that cut you off going down the freeway just found out their child died. Or they just found out their husband's diagnosed with cancer. Maybe it wasn't intentional. Maybe it was just a momentary lapse of judgment because of the thing that they're dealing with that is heavy on their hearts.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Couple of problems on southbound I-15. One, a crash on the exit ramp at 90th South. It's out of traffic on the shoulder. The other is trouble in traffic with a medical situation. Emergency crews are blocking the right lane of traffic. Southbound I-15 is just after 123rd South in Draper. With that right lane blocked, it's not even causing any kind of slowdowns, so you're actually good to go through the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine today with a high of 41. We get cloud cover tomorrow, the high 47 with rain and snow showers tomorrow night. That'll go through early Saturday with snow showers. Saturday's high 43. Partly cloudy on Sunday. We're at 45. Gets up to 53 on Monday, though, with a mix of sun and clouds. Some sunshine on Tuesday with a high of 58. And then clouds 57 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. A lot of negative numbers today on the markets. A complete update of your money news coming up at 1225.
There are only 13 states that tax Social Security income. And unfortunately, Utah is one of them. That means you could get double taxed on your Social Security income, leaving you with a lot less money to spend in retirement. Learn how you could avoid this double tax with a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Learn how you could avoid getting double taxed on Social Security. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
IVC has been the leading interventional vascular and vein center in Utah for over 15 years. Have you ever heard of varicocel? If you haven't, be thankful. But if you have, then listen close, because you know how painful this vascular problem can be. It's more common than you think, occurring in about 10% of men. Similar to varicose veins, a varicocele is an abnormal enlargement of veins in the scrotum. This condition is associated with infertility and often causes chronic debilitating groin pain. You said it. Ouch. But there is good news.
The doctors at IVC are experts in the minimally invasive non-surgical treatment of varicose cells. If you or a significant other has been diagnosed with varicose cell, let the experts at IVC help. As IVC has been saying for years, life starts when the pain stops. IVC can also help many other vascular disorders, including pelvic venous congestion, blood clots, and varicose veins. Why wait? Visit iVein.com or call 801-379-6700 today for a free consultation. Now at Siegel Book, America has deep-seated roots of faith planted by pilgrims seeking religious independence. Discover best-selling author historian Timothy Ballard's book, The Pilgrim Hypothesis, uncovering what early colonists, a people who believed themselves to be the new Israel, may have known about their role in the restoration of the gospel. Just $17.99 at Siegel Book. And celebrate the holidays with a timeless marble Christus, 3-inch, just $4.99. Serving you in-store, curbside, by phone, or at SiegelBook.com.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins me now. And Lee, what's coming up on your show today?
We're going to cover a lot. We'll look at certainly these unfortunately high numbers regarding the coronavirus here in the state of Utah. And then we're also going to have a conversation with the U.S. Attorney for the District of Utah, John Huber, a frequent guest on the program. He and his office announced early this morning that a Utah man has pleaded guilty to attempting to provide material support to ISIS. 23-year-old man, this case goes back about 2 years. He was corresponding with some folks on the internet, and as the allegation goes, and his guilty plea supports, trying to help with bomb-making and location suggestions. It's crazy. Here in the state of Utah, a young man is looking to help ISIS. We'll get all the details on that case from the U.S. attorney. Also going to be talking about Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts. I was a huge scouter when I was young. Eagle Scout.
My husband is really big. He's a scout master. My kids both have their eagle. Yeah.
It's a wonderful, beautiful thing. We're going to be speaking with a Provo young man, earned all 137 merit badges. Then we'll be speaking with the big shot over scouting here in the Air Mountain West. The scouting executive will be my guest on the program. How's scouting doing these days? We'll find out today.
Actually, at one point, I watched your dad MC a scouting event. I was actually there. I don't even know how many years ago that is.
Oh, very cool.
Very long. Probably a couple decades.
Lonsberry's are big scouting fans.
They are. Okay, Lee, thank you. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money, it's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Today, former jazz owner Larry Miller's personal coin collection goes up for auction. The collection was around 1,600 coins, and some rare coins are expected to bring in over $3 million. The proceeds will be donated to help build the new Primary Children's Hospital campus in Lehigh. Walmart is now offering pet insurance through Pet Plan, which helps people cover veterinarian bills resulting from unexpected illnesses or injuries. Walmart is also teaming up with Rover to help people find pet sitters. Google is making changes to its free photo and video storage system. Company says next year, Google Photos will only let people store up to 15 gigs of images for free. You'll have to pay for any additional storage space after that. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 354 points. That's more than a percent. Sitting at 29,043. S&P 500 down by 39. The NASDAQ, it's off by 70 points. The nation's first regional hub for flying taxis is being built in Orlando. Now, the base will be home to the German-built all-electric flying vehicles that carry one pilot and four passengers. The small jets take off and land vertically, and they can travel 185 miles per charge. We're going to take a look at your traffic and weather coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Hey, Utah. It's time we stick it to the flu. A simple flu shot is the most effective way to minimize the effects of the flu this season and help protect yourself, your family, friends, and our entire community from another dangerous respiratory virus this year. So roll up those sleeves and get your flu shot today. It's good for you and good for Utah. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers
to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Traffic and Weather Together is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Let's get the latest on your traffic with Ricky Meese.
Looks like crews have just cleared the medical situation we had in Draper in traffic. Southbound I-15 just after 123rd South really didn't cause any delays. In fact, all the Valley freeways are seeing a delay-free drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Highs 41, a lot of sunshine today. Tomorrow, clouds most of the day and 47 with some rain and snow tomorrow night. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this half hour, rapid COVID-19 tests are being sent to all of Utah's colleges and universities. And today the state set a new record high for infections. Over 3,900 more infections were reported today. 468 Utahns are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. New TV commercials and other advertisements are on the way from Salt Lake County dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says we're in a crisis right now.
I've been wrong a couple of times. Earlier, I said the worst was behind us. I also said we'd be, you know, getting closer to having COVID wrapped up by now, and that is not the case.
Thrive.
I-15, just after 100.
Now, two women who tell their stories in the commercials say that the governor's new restrictions still don't go far enough. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Every U.S. state is seeing rising coronavirus cases, and many hospitals are overwhelmed. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Todd Ellerin says the nation is heading in the wrong direction fast.
I do believe that there are going to have to be shutdowns. I'm hoping that there won't have to be a national shutdown.
The Midwest is now facing higher death totals than the South had during its summer surge. California is about to join Texas in hitting 1 million COVID infections. A Utah man has pleaded guilty to conspiring with ISIS. Court documents say Murat Suljevich admitted to corresponding with someone who wanted to perform an attack on the U.S. Now, there's no word on what the targets may have been. Suljevich's sentencing is pending, and he could face 20 years in prison.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.